Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. All right, a good evening. Welcome aboard another edition countdown to World Series Game 5 edition of Sports Overnight America. Marty Chiarella along the way with Dominic Jimenez. A fully booked show today as we will talk the world of sports with a lot of concentration on the World Series. It is juicy now. I understand. Look, Dodgers got off to a 3-0 lead, and it looked like it was a foregone conclusion, but you knew. You really did. At least you hoped that there would be some semblance of the Yankee lineup, which is very, very good. But I've never seen a team collectively go in such a horrific slump. But they broke out of it big time last night. Volpe, the star, he's all over the New York tabloids today, alive and kicking. One of the headlines, St. Anthony, that's the Post. The Daily News has got impossible dreaming. And then Yankees bats wake up to force game five. And they went with some other horrific stuff, as they do with the New York tabloids. But anyways, the Bronx was the scene of a goofy incident last night down the right field line. Yankees did the right thing. Major League Baseball supports them. The two fans that messed with Mookie, boom, they're banned. They will not be there tonight. They'll get refunded the price of a game five ticket, and they'll be lucky if they can retain their season tickets. It harkens back to October 9th, 1996, 12-year-old Jeffrey Mayer, right field, Jeter, as Jeter was wont to do, hits a flare deep down, dead right field, and 12-year-old Jeffrey Mayer reaches over, interferes. Umpire Rich Garcia blew the call, did not call fan interference. Jeter got the home run. Yankees won game one. Garcia took a lot of heat. Davey Johnson, the Orioles skipper at the time, absolutely apoplectic out there on the warning track. And so history and Yankee fan interference. It's got a little bit of history in New York, right? So anyways, we won't illuminate that with names and other stuff here. We'll just move on. But Flaherty and Gerrit Cole, Cy Young Award winner from a year ago. Listen, banged up this year. I mean, he has not been even though he won the Cy Young a year ago. This is not the guy that was dominant with Pittsburgh and the Astros, but the Yankee Nation right now feels good about their chances with Cole on the hill tonight. We're coming back. We'll kick it off with Zaid Hussein, Nick Douglas a little bit later on, and Jerry Eisenberg on Muhammad Ali, The Rumble in the Jungle, 30th anniversary. We're coming back on Byline.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone.
Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, Sports Overnight America across country on iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and streaming, of course, at SportsByline.com, also SportsOvernightAmerica.net. That's going to switch to .com real soon. Let's get Zaid Hussein in here, presented by Rocket Mortgage. $10,000 towards your closing costs right now at Rocket Mortgage. He checks in from his Midwest outpost in Chicago, where I think Bear fans still have got to be shaking their head as to what unfolded Sunday in the nation's capital. I haven't had a chance to talk to Zaid. We missed him on Monday. My bad, not his. Our World Series coverage from Yankee Stadium. Zaid, welcome aboard. How are you?
Marty, I would say I'm doing well, but after the whole fiasco on Sunday, you know, I would say all of us Chicago Bears fans just, we had our heart just ripped right out of our chest, and the energy sucked out of the whole city. I mean, you talk about going from 5-2 to now 4-3. It's a huge, huge difference, especially for the Chicago Bears team, who, as you know, has a really tough schedule later on in the season. So this was a crucial, crucial victory that we needed and we didn't get.
Yeah, November is going to yield a softie, though. You got the horrible Patriots, even though they found a way to beat the Jets. We'll leave that for another day. Hey, who is the smoking gun culprit on that breakdown defensively? Or is that just a one in a million and you kind of live with it? You know, back in the day, I'll date myself. Doug Flutie threw a pass to Gerard Phelan back in 85. I think it was 85, Boston College, you know, miracle play, beats Miami, blah, blah, blah. Who is the culprit on this, if there is one? Let's hear. Go ahead.
You know, I think it's more of a miracle play. I understand, you know, you had the corner basically taunting the fans as the play was going on, which is obviously horrible and something that I'm sure he received some disciplinary action for. But right. I'm always in favor, Marty, of rushing more than two or three guys. You need to send four guys at the quarterback on Hail Mary. Having those extra guys, as you can see down there, is not going to do much. It's just a jump ball. So why not rush the quarterback, make him get the ball out of his hands right away so people can't run 50 yards down the field and the quarterback just sits there and has time to launch a 50-yard bomb across the field. I'm always in favor of that, and I don't understand why NFL coaches haven't adapted to it. And I was curious on your thoughts about that. You know, rush guys and make the quarterback get rid of the ball.
Zaid, I'm with you. I mean, he ran, what, 40, 42, 43 yards? I mean, he had a day and a half to throw the ball, 100%. I mean, it's crazy. And the old saying is, you know, fall into a prevent defense, it's going to prevent you from winning. But, you know, this was a single play. This wasn't even a drive, like a two-minute drill where you're playing or inside of 2 minutes with no timeouts. It just, look, I'm going to put fluke next to this. I am, but man, But you know what? Guys like Jaden Daniels, I'll say it again. This guy just, he puts himself in position for things like this. That takes a hell of a throw. Let's just move on after that. But that takes a hell of a throw. And his footwork was absolutely incredible on that play. Let me hear.
Yeah. I think, like I said, especially just on that Hail Mary play, I think if you give a guy like Jaden Daniels all the time in the world to throw, he's going to be able to just launch it. And it's a prayer. And people don't think it's like, oh, my God, it happened. It's one in a million. When you're throwing the ball up that high and as how high he got it, it's literally just a jump ball. You got 10 people down there fighting for the ball. You know, anything could happen, especially when you reach the end zone with it. And that's what he was able to do. I mean, I think the big picture here is the Chicago Bears. We went from playing a bunch of mediocre teams to now our offense finally plays at least a semi-decent defense, and we can't score a touchdown until the second half. I mean, I still think even with that Hail Mary, your defense lets up a total of one touchdown the whole game, which is a Hail Mary at the end of the game, and you still find a way to lose. I mean, our offense has to be better.
Yeah, and real quick, Zay, look at you know, you obviously do a great job on college football and the NFL and the NFC North, but Vikings host the Colts, the Packers host the Lions, the Bears are in a very tricky spot. I think they're going to get whacked again on Sunday. They're going out to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. That division, everybody's got really a tough spot this weekend. Something's got to give, obviously, in the Green Bay-Detroit game. Let me hear.
Yeah, I think the question is if Jordan Love is going to be healthy enough to play, which, you know, it's still up in the air, his status going into this game. But this is a Detroit team that's been rolling right now, and their run game is going, their passing game is going, everything about this team is going. I mean, you're talking about a Detroit team that Marty put up 52 points, 31 points, and 47 points in their last three games. This is an offense that's been on absolute fire.
They remind me of the Patriots during their run. They really do. During that dynastic run by the Patriots, that's who Detroit reminds me of. You're 1,000% correct. You're going to have to find a way to stop them. Right now, I think they're odds on to emerge out of the NFC, but that is still a ways off. Hey, you know what? I want to throw a wrinkle at you because we've got a legendary boxing writer coming on at 40 past the hour, Jerry Eisenberg, the 30th anniversary of Rumble in the Jungle with Ali and Foreman. But, you know, I'm getting more calls and stupid emails this week. This Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing, I was killing it back in July. I want to kill it now. There's buzz around this fight. Why? Will someone wake me up and tell me why? Why is this fight getting traction? Let me hear.
Major buzz. And I would say hats off to Jake Paul because not only is he one of the biggest influencers in the world, but he's a master marketer. And he's been able to market this fight in great ways and to get people interested. I mean, this is a fight that's going to be a sold-out event at AT&T Stadium, you know, at the Cowboys Arena. And I think Mike Tyson, I don't know if you got a chance to look at his training and his Instagram videos and the things that he's posting, but he looks to be in excellent, excellent shape. So I think it's a thing that everybody's intrigued to see. Can Mike Tyson knock this young punk kid out? Can he, you know, show the world that, hey, it doesn't matter about age and I'm still, you know, strong and dangerous? It's a very interesting thing. It's a spectacle. Let's just say that. It's a big spectacle that I think everybody's going to tune into in a couple weeks.
All right, Jim Lampley, who I know you know who he is, he came on this very network in my program, this program, and said, yeah, the undercard is something worth watching. The main event is a total disaster. I mean, I don't know if he said that, but he basically referred to it as kind of a hokey thing. It's being sanctioned, however, but partially sanctioned. Do you know the intricacies of how this fight's being handled by the overseers of the fight game?
Yes, I believe it's going to be 8 2-minute rounds. So, you know, it's not going to be as long as the fight as everybody thinks. 2-minute rounds, as you know, in boxing, I mean, 3-minute rounds fly by. So when you get 8 2-minute rounds, you know, a couple punches here and then, you know, you're grappling up, the ref's breaking you up, you know, rounds are going to fly by really, really quick. But, you know, like you mentioned about the undercard, Katie Taylor versus Amanda Serrano, the biggest bout in women's boxing, I would say, you know, they fought the first time to a very close split decision, and now they're going to fight again, both champions of the world, both really exciting fighters. The undercard is going to be great to watch, too, in this event.
All right, our guy from Chicago, Zaid Hussain. All right, let's weigh in on the series. Unbelievable last night. Yankee bats finally came alive. Look, it's easy to say it now. We saw the Red Sox do it in 2004. The documentary is out for Netflix. Everybody see it. They came back after a 19-8 Saturday night massacre. It was the American League Championship, not the World Series. No team has done it. I think the Yankees are going to put up a big number again tonight. We shall see. Gerrit Cole fortifies their pitching. He threw a very good game in game one. How do you see Dodgers-Yankees tonight, real quick?
Yeah, I think this is a game where, as you mentioned, Gerrit Cole, really, really good game one. That it doesn't get talked about enough because they ended up losing the game. But, you know, six innings pitched. He only gave up one earned run, four hits total. I think he could come out here and pitch a gem at home. And if he could pitch a gem at home and the bats are able to back him up, I think we see this game, you know, it's a 3-2 series. I think they win it. And then all the pressure shifts back to L.A. Because if you're able to get to 3-2 and you're one game away from that game seven, you know, everybody on L.A., they may start to squeeze those bats a little bit tighter. The pitchers may feel a little bit more pressure. So it's all on the Dodgers, I would say, to end this today. Because if Gerrit Cole comes out and pitches a gem, which I think he will, buckle up, Marty. That's all I'm going to say. Buckle up.
Hey, listen, I share the view. That last one is hard to get. You lose this, and I know what we're going to hear from Dodger fans. We're going to hear, well, you know what? We got one in New York. That's all we had to do. But I'm telling you, whether they had gone down 2-1 instead of 3-0, I'm telling you, the pressure is going to switch rapidly to Los Angeles if they lose tonight. Zaid Hussain, good job out of you. We're coming back. Nick Douglas on college football, and then Jerry Eisenberg on the Rumble in the Jungle on Sports Overnight.
Who stole my baby? Who done it? Everyone in the room looks shady. Who done it? Who stole my girl from me?
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All right, we're talking the world of sports here on a Wednesday into a Thursday. Dominic Jimenez, he's warming up in the bullpen with some Halloween stuff tomorrow night. We look forward to it. We're out of October after tomorrow, folks. We are into November. And don't forget, spring forward, fall back. Those clocks are going back this weekend. Ouch. Ouch. East Coast, Midwest. I mean, dark at 4:30 in the afternoon. Oof. Who's going to shed some light out of the darkness of the SEC? Our man Nick Douglas, who joins us from Oxford, Mississippi. Does an outstanding job for us here on Sports Overnight and for the network itself, including Sports Weekend. Nicholas, Marty Terrell, how are you?
Marty, I'm doing wonderful. It is week 10 in college football. The landscape's shaping up just a little bit. We're starting to get some clarity on who's hot and who's not. So all is good on my end. How are you, my friend?
I am doing great, and I've got the upset special of the weekend, and I was very proud of you last Saturday night. You illuminated them very well. They absolutely turned back in very rude, hostile fashion, LSU. Here comes Elko, who has done an outstanding job in College Station after the Jimbo Fisher era. Here's what I do know. Texas A&M has got their hands full with South Carolina. You tell me, are the Gamecocks sitting on a major upset?
Well, look, here's the thing, Marty. With Texas A&M's win last week, there is no room for error for the top of the SEC. That goes for Tennessee. That goes for Georgia. That goes for Ole Miss. That goes for anybody that's vying for a spot in the SEC championship. Now, A&M does have an easy slate to finish off this season, but I think they do have a wrinkle of surprise, as they're only favored by 2 on the road at South Carolina. This South Carolina team is stingy. They've been due for a big upset, as has Florida, as has Mississippi State. They've come mightily close. I'm not sure how true freshman Marcel Reed enters the game and can provide that jolt. I mean, look, he did it this past week at home in front of 110,000. Can he do it on the road in front of a sold-out crowd in Williams-Brice? I'm not sure.
I tell you what, it almost looks like a trap game. A&M is going to endure the letdown, and they got to go on the road. I think this is going to be very interesting. But if this game stays in the 20s, I think it favors South Carolina. This game goes up in the high 20s, low 30s. That's going to favor Texas A&M, in my opinion. Do you see it that way, or how are you seeing this game? Just in terms of how the offense and defenses match up here. Let me hear real quick.
No, it definitely will, Marty. You got it right. If the Gamecocks can maintain, if Kyle Kadar on that D-line and those corners can maintain and keep Marcel Reed from running away with this game, then if they can pull out a 21-17 game. If they can keep this under 30 points, Marty, you're going to have a game here. Let's remind everybody that just 2 weeks ago, they ripped off back-to-back defensive touchdowns longer than 30 yards. So this South Carolina defense is not to be played around with, and you've got a true freshman starting at quarterback for A&M. I mean, yes, Reed is a big fit into offensive coordinator Colin Klein's run scheme. He had 3 touchdowns on the ground. It was an incredible second-half effort. He went 31-6, but if South Carolina keeps this tight, and if this becomes a game of defenses, I mean, this is a secondary that's got 3 corners that are taller than 6'3". I don't know how Marcel Reed does against that on the road.
Nick Douglas with us. Let's go to Jacksonville. Let's go to the, we know it's the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. It's a great rivalry. Problem is Billy Napier in Florida, is just going through a transition. It's a rebuild. Call it what you want. I think they've outperformed expectations, got off to a very rocky start. But I don't see this being anything other than probably a better-than-2-touchdown win out of Georgia, the second-ranked team in the country behind Oregon. How are you seeing this one real quick?
Yeah, this is going to be one of the toughest slates left in college football. The next 5 games for Florida are just an absolute gauntlet. Having said that, you're right, Marty. This is the time for Napier to show that he's legitimate. He's looked strong. He was close on the road against Tennessee. They went into overtime. They were close against A&M earlier this season as well. If Napier wants to maintain his status as a Florida head coach, this is the week to start it. And let's be clear, you've got a young, fiery quarterback. You've got a neutral site. I think Lagway is one of the most talented young quarterbacks in the country. And if Florida stays in it in that first half, this might be the week that they can raise some hell and get some stops on defense. But Georgia is going to be tough, and Georgia is playing for that SEC championship spot. So that will be one to watch closely.
Yeah, and I don't care what Georgia says. They're going to look. They're going to start the scoreboard watch because I think Michigan's going to give Oregon a little bit of a salty resistance. I don't think the Wolverines at home at the Big House are going to just roll over. And Oregon's due for a, you know, not a sloppy game, but maybe they catch them a little bit, you know, a little bit nap. Well, maybe not napping, but I think Oregon might be ripe for a stern test here. For me to predict an outright win by Michigan over Oregon would be a stretch. All right, where do we want to go with your Rebs? Ole Miss. Listen, this season, it hasn't gotten away from them, but, you know, you obviously see them each and every week. How do you see this weekend, and how do you see the month of November coming up for Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin?
Look, the Rebels have, outside of a Georgia game at home at 2:30 next week, the Rebels have a relatively manageable slate. They've got Arkansas on the road, they've got Florida on the road and an early kick, and then they have Mississippi State at home. I think this is the chance for this team to make the leap. They're one of the most talented teams in the country. Everybody knows that. They've had sky-high expectations. They were they're two plays away from being 8-0 and being one of the top teams in the country. But you can make all the excuses you want. You can blame it on the play calling, blame it on the officials, blame it on this. If this team is legit, Marty, they will roll through Fayetteville. It will not be close if this team is a contender for a playoff spot. We're not even talking about a title contender. If this team has a shot in the postseason, they will dominate the line of scrimmage. They will allow no more than two touchdowns. And everyone will leave, and the talk will not be A&M South Carolina. The talk will not be LSU Alabama. The talk will be, wow, Ole Miss is legitimate. And they have to have a statement win this weekend in order to do that.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question with each team. You can tell me bowl game or we'll be on the cusp of trying to crack the top 12. Let's go. You ready? I'm going to go real simple. And these are kind of teams that you ordinarily would be an easy answer. Alabama.
They're a playoff team.
Wow. LSU.
That's one that's tough to peg. I've got to be honest with you. I think they are a Gator Bowl team.
All right. I agree with that, by the way. Tennessee.
Tennessee's a playoff team.
Texas.
Texas is a playoff team.
Georgia.
Georgia, they should be in the playoff, but if they struggle on the road against Ole Miss and they struggle against Tennessee, they'll find their way out of the mix.
Interesting. Wow, that takes a lot of guts to say that about the number two team in the country. Interesting. You know where I'm going next, Texas A&M.
I think Texas A&M is without a doubt a playoff team. They've got Texas to finish the year off. That'll be a tough one, but, I mean, barring anything unexpected, which this has been the year of unexpected games, Marty. Let's not be shy of that. But I think if you handle South Carolina, you'll handle New Mexico State. You've got Auburn on the road. That should be a cakewalk. And then you've got Texas. I think if you go into that Texas game 10-1, this A&M team has no issues going to a favorable playoff spot.
So you have five SEC teams making the field of 12, huh?
Correct. I've got LSU missing it. I've got Missouri missing it. I've got Ole Miss missing it as well.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, let me ask you this. Lane Kiffin. Is he solid in Oxford, or is he going to be shopping and kicking tires elsewhere? Let me hear. Lane Kiffin.
I think with Lane, you never know, Marty. If his career has been any indication, you do not ever know with Lane Kiffin. But I think there's definitely that noise, and he's taking it in, and I think he's going to try his best to make this season as strong as possible, because it's a more favorable renegotiation whether he stays or goes if his team is strong. I mean, you saw it with Kalen DeBoer last year. Whether he was going or whether he was staying, it didn't matter. A strong season meant a strong renegotiation.
If you had, and do not people please me on this, if you had to cover one of the two following games that I'm going to put forth right now, you got to tell me who it is. What if you had to cover either Oklahoma or Maine or UMass Mississippi State? Which game would you choose?
I would take the Maine Black Bears without question.
why? I mean, why would you?
Well, you know, I will have no excuse to ever see Maine play football again. And I've never been to Norman before, so I would be intrigued to check that out. But that is, I mean, yeah, talk about a ridiculous scheduling. I don't know how those get scheduled in the first week of November. But, yeah, I would take the Maine Black Bears in that one.
Yeah, and I've already seen UMass, and they're as bad as advertised, as much as I hate to say that. But they're going to be in Starkville, and they're going to be walloped again. Listen, great job out of you, Nick. Saturday night, we will talk to you. We may be in the middle of Game 7 of the World Series. We have no idea, but you're going to have the beat on Arkansas and Ole Miss. And we appreciate you, pal. Good job on the SEC. Good job on college football. Oh, give me 10 seconds. Ohio State or Penn State in State College on Saturday. Give me a pick on that Big Ten showdown. Let me hear.
Ryan Day breaks the curse, and he has a Saban win.
All right, Ohio State the winner. I think I'm with you on that. All right, we come back here. Jerry Eisenberg, the rumble in the jungle 3 decades ago. He was in Zaire for that. We'll come back with the legendary sports writer from New York, New Jersey area, Jerry Eisenberg, coming back.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, back here talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline, counting down to World Series. We've got you covered throughout the night. Scores, interviews, and highlights here at Sports Overnight America, presented by Rocket Mortgage, right? $10,000 down towards those closing costs. I don't know if anybody is better on the fight game in our lifetime. I'm serious. I remember, I'm trying to think of the dude's name up in Boston. He was a good fight guy. George Kimball for the Boston Herald. We've had Lampley on this show. But when you get Jerry Eisenberg in here, it is a treat. Jerry, so glad to have you on. Congratulations on all your years and what you've meant to sports writing and the fight game. I do want to promote your book here, which is still to this day selling very, very well on Amazon. And here we are, 30 years, Jerry. Zaire, Rumble in the Jungle. Why does it seem like yesterday? Maybe not for you, but for a few of us. Welcome aboard. How are you, Jerry?
Well, most yesterdays were a long time ago for me. But I will say this. It was just one of the highlights of my life, professional life, in that it was so unique. It was not a great fight in age. You know, guys who played good freshman college ball wind up to be as All-Americans the more they think about their career. This wasn't that kind of fight. This fight had the most impact since Schmeling and Lewis, because it was international in its concept because of where it was fought. But it was very American in its outcome because America loves an underdog, and the underdog won. Ali was a 4-1 underdog. But I want to tell you a quick story. Yeah. I went to training camp 10 days beforehand in Deer Lake, Pennsylvania, to take a last look at him. And I'm standing in the doorway with Jerry Lisker from the New York Post. He can't see us. He must have had eyes in the back of his head because he starts to perform. I'll knock that sucker out. And he's hitting the heavy bag like he's going to knock it off its moorings. Well, this, to Jerry, as Jerry Lister pointed out, the bag doesn't hit back. But to me, it was something else. I was one of the few people that knew that he had arthritic hands. And he used to get shots in him. And that's why, at this point in his career, he had been a twilight of knockouts because his hands hurt and he was getting shots in the hands. Gene Kilroy, who ran the camp, took him to Philadelphia and said, take a look at these hands. And his very famous orthopedist said, anybody comes near you with a needle to give you a shot, if you got any punches left, throw them at him. Needles are out for you forevermore. You will soak these hands 5 times a day in hot paraffin, melted paraffin. It won't heal them. It'll do miracles with the pain when you have to throw the punches. And you'll be improved, but no shots. Well, I found this out. We had lunch after I watched Ali destroy the heavy bag. He hadn't hit the bag in almost 2 years. Jan Kilroy, the camp manager who took him to Philadelphia, said to me, you know, this is what happened. Now I know, and I believe it because I saw the way he banged that bag when he went shy away from it. So we're driving back to where we live, and Jerry Lister says to me, I just think it's a shame, but I think his time has passed. Too much time, the exile, too much age, and too much effort chasing the heavyweight title, which he once owned. And I said to him, Jerry, I'm going to tell you what I think. I think he's going to win this fight, and I think he's going to win it by knockout after what I saw today. And Jerry said, you got to be... I said, yeah, listen to me. A long time ago, Ali told me, if Muhammad Ali says you can, if Muhammad Ali says a mosquito can pull a plow, don't argue with me. Just hitch him up. And I hitched him up to my selection. We get to Zaire, and Nigeria is of my persuasion. So we're the only two people that pick him to win. We're the only two people who actually pick him to win by knockout. Everybody else was afraid he'd wind up in the hospital, including part of his camp. Well, he flies in. He's standing on top of the portable steps from the airliner, and he says, and there's a thousand Zaywas. People who live in Zaire, they changed the name since then. But they're going wild, yelling, and he says to Lister, he says to Kilroy, listen, who do these people hate? Well, Gene says, well, I'm white, and Dundee's white, and I'm not going to say white people. The Belgians, because they ran the country and tortured the people for years. Ali raises his hands in the air like he's the Pope asking for silence. You can hear a pin drop. And then he says, George Foreman came to Zaire with a big dog. And the Belgians used to put big dogs on you. And that dog that he brought with him is a Belgian shepherd. And I pronounce to you that George Foreman is a Belgian. Place goes wild. The Ali Boumaye, Ali Kill Him chant is invented. Ali stalks him around, leading people on the street in the chair with an in shot of Foreman. And he plays Africa to a hilt. And as a result, Africa had as much to do with beating Foreman as Ali. And to carry that to its fullest extent, Foreman gets cut. Ali goes to the guy who does the PR for Mobutu Sese Seko, the PR, the president there by dictator, by Dinta machine gun. And he tells him, put guards in front of Foreman's door. He's got to run away. You won't have a fight. Well, Foreman opens the door in the morning to go out in the sunshine. There's two guys with Tommy guns. Now he's really upset. They get to the arena. The fight doesn't start till 4 a.m. because of the satellite position. So they got to kill time. So I'm sitting there, the kid from New Jersey, right? I'm sitting there under a full moon in Africa listening to the drummers beat out the drums while it's filled with 2 hours of African dancing. By then, I'm on another planet. Now, as soon as Foreman comes in the ring, Ali walks up to him and says, pop, 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 that's my left hand. You're going to hear it. You're going to feel it all night long. Foreman is really getting pissed off. In the first round, Ali says, he wanted to show him, you're not in with this sucker now. He hit him two right hands, and it made George think a little bit. George fires back and hits him in the throat. Ali is, he's not hurt, but he's stunned at how hard George can hit. He goes to the ropes and says, I'll put my gloves up, I'll guard my face, and I'll figure out how I can beat this guy. Well, George then proves something that I talked about with George. He agreed with me. He was taught to box by a guy who is the physical education director in the Job Corps. That doesn't train you to be a champion. And as a result, he doesn't know how to cope with this. Each of George's arms weigh 250 pounds. At least they look like it. He's trying to get through the guard that Ali put up. Instead of banging away on his arms, which might have decided to fight differently, Ali takes the punches, and all through he's saying, you know, you punch like a girl. Is that all you got? Is that all you got? Now, all of a sudden, one round before the fight's end, Ali throws his first serious punch, and it moves George back for an instant. In the next round, which I believe was the eighth or ninth, I don't know about that, but he comes out, moves a little closer to George, and then bang, bang, two right crosses. He leads with the right, which is not a punch to really lead with, right? You can come over the right hand with a left hook, but he doesn't get the chance. He moves back. The first one stuns him. The second one, his mind says, I think I may be going down. His ankles hit the floor. George was big. His knees hit the floor. And George hits the floor. And it's over. They're in the moonlight, right? Then an hour after the fight, there's a tropical rainstorm, horrible sort. But it couldn't have been a fight if it had come an hour earlier. Well, he goes back to the military compound where we're living. I'm with Dave Anderson from the Times. He's a really good friend and a great guy.
Yes.
And
yes.
Dave says, where are you going? I said, I'm going to go find Ali, because we had to work so quickly. I just have a feeling he's going to do something. We go down by the river, because Ali had said to me there was a certain kind of mysticism when he looked at the river, the Zaire River. It's now called the Congo River again. He's standing there, gazing at French Congo across the water. We're on a little hill behind him. He can't see us because he's facing the other way. So he's not performing. He's being Ali. And he's screaming. And I don't know. We could see his head move, his shoulders move. We couldn't hear him. And all of a sudden, he stops yelling, puts both arms up to the sky in that rocky pose, says one thing which we couldn't decipher. And I looked at him, and that's one of my major memories of him. He was my friend for 50 years. In that particular minute, when he threw his arms to the sky, he was indeed the king of the world.
Wow. Jerry, that story is flat out amazing. And yeah, Dave Anderson, long time. And he and Red Smith, yourself, and we grew up reading you people. Here's what I want to know. You did. I mean, Howard Cosell had a special relationship with Ali. We saw it on ABC Wild World of Sports. A lot of it, I thought, was, you know, kind of goofy. You had a different, and we don't have a lot of time, so we're gonna have to be shorter on this. But you had a unique relationship with Ali, didn't you? Can
yes,
you share
I
some
did.
Insights?
And when
yes.
I defended Tell his us. Right to go to court, two guys with sledgehammers knocked out my windshield. But I'll tell you, Ali was not understood. It's hard to understand athletes because all we see are bats, balls, bases, boxing gloves, footballs. We don't see the people. But in my relationship with Ali, I got to know him, and he got to know me, and he loved my wife and kids as I loved him.
Just an amazing story. Under the African Moon. It's in Chapter 5 of one of the most amazing fight game books you'll ever read. Once There Were Giants, The Golden Age of Heavyweight Boxing. Amazon, Amazon UK. Jerry, we're being heard worldwide right now on the American Forces Radio Network. Under the African Moon. Why the title? Why the title? I mean,
because
I think
we sat here. Under the African moon for 2 hours before the fighters came out, and the drums were drumming, and the people were dancing, and I just was on another planet. That's all I can say.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Jerry, seriously, thank you so much for coming on. Let's do it again soon. I got to ask you, though, in closing, if you had to, would you cover Jake Paul and Mike Tyson? We've had people weigh in on this. Is that a real fight coming up here on November 15th in Dallas or no? Tyson, Jake Paul.
I don't think I would go watch. I don't know anything about Paul. I don't know what kind of fighter he is or whatever else. Mm-hmm. I know what kind of fighter Tyson was, but I also know he's 58 years old. And I don't think – it depends whether – if the fight were in my backyard, I might go watch it.
Yankees or Dodgers?
Dodgers.
You think so, huh? Tonight?
Well, guys, in the end, you know, great pitching beats good hitting.
Yep. So you think we'll go, will we go beyond tonight, Jerry, or do you think it'll end tonight?
Oh, no. Now, if I knew that, I wouldn't be talking with you. I'd be in my sports book down here in Vegas, and I'd be making a sizable bet.
Jerry Eisenberg from Las Vegas, longtime New York Star Ledger, legendary Hall of Fame sports writer. Jerry, thank you so much for your time. Seriously, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We appreciate it. You got it. Jerry Eisenberg, there you go. They don't come much better. Had a great relationship with Muhammad Ali. Cosell's was trumped up. That was all about Cosell. They had it backwards. Cosell made it about him. Eisenberg made it about Ali, which is why I think it was more of a genuine relationship. Hey, I'm Marty Terrell. Speaking of genuine, we're going to give you a genuine two-minute drill coming up. Inside the Numbers, Screaming and Screaming, coming up here on Sports Overnight.
Do you need to sell your home? If you sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
All right, down the home stretch, we go on a two-minute drill presented by American Premium Vodka. American Premium Vodka, celebrate responsibly with American Premium Vodka if you join the game, right? Yeah, NBA tonight, look, LeBron in Cleveland take on the Cavaliers. Hey, that gets a look-see. I mean, come on now. You put that game on for an hour before you dial up the World Series. Dom made a good point. I mean, why are we watching Golden State, New Orleans back-to-back nights out at Chase in San Fran? I know the NBA likes to save money. You know what that is? That's a baseball thing. You know, you play a series, even though it's two games. I mean, probably get a split, right? Golden State flirted with a little bit of disaster last night, as Dom explained it. I didn't see a lick of it. So you get the Pelicans again tonight. I don't know. We'll see. But anyways, hey, LeBron can't take a page out of Embiid, though. He can't say, hey, I'm going back to Cleveland. I think I'll take a resting night. No, he's gonna be a draw. He is Cleveland, no matter what you want to say about him. Akron, Canton Akron, born and raised. LeBron's a big deal, whether he's wearing Cavalier, burgundy and gold, or Laker gold, white, and purple, right? So there you go. I'll keep a look on that. Celtics at Pacers. You know, that's a tricky spot. You know, the Celtics aren't going 82-0. A memo to Celtic fans, they're not going 82-0. This is a place where they usually get tripped up. They do. And I thought it was going to be in Detroit the other night, and they found a way to get that game taken care of. But I would not be surprised to see the Celtics chalk one up in the L column tonight. But it's World Series. Gerrit Cole and the Yankees, Dodgers, who knows, right? The Yankee bats came alive last night. If it continues, they win. I think, you know, I'm going to stay away from my Oliver Stone conspiracy theories. Does Major League Baseball want 6 or 7 games? Yeah, they do. Will they get it? We'll see. All right, for Jerry Eisenberg, Nick Douglas for Zaid Hussein, and Dominic Jimenez. Outstanding work. I'm Marty Terrell. Stay with us for more sports talk following the top of the hour sports in the 60s, the updates across the way. We continue into the night and the early morning hours on Sports Overnight. Adios.